time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
One of the first things that I wanted to mention is I had a colleague. He was a pediatrician. His name was Dr. Meyer Eisenstein. And not only was he an MD, but he had a master's in public health, and he was also an attorney. So can you imagine an attorney, an MD, and a master's in public health? He was a graduate of the University of Illinois Medical School and the Medical College of Wisconsin School of Public Health and of John Marshall Law School. So, he's got quite a bit of experience. And anyway, one of the things that I wanted to mention is that in his 39 years of practicing medicine, he and his practice have delivered and cared for over more than 50,000 children who were delivered either at home or through his clinic. And very few were ever delivered in a hospital. The thing that is so noticeable about that, you're talking anywhere from 35 to 50,000 children. Now, when you look at autism, right now autism is happening in 1 in 68 children. 1 in 68. And in his entire practice, he had less than 5 autism cases in the 50,000 children. And the reason is that according to Dr. Eisenstein, is because he did very minimal or no vaccinations at birth. There is virtual no autism, no asthma, no allergies, no respiratory illnesses. There's no diabetes in his unvaccinated children. And that's a telltale revelation when compared to the national rates. Okay. And now think of that. In all of those children, because he's never vaccinated, close to 50,000, there has never virtually, again, in that 50,000, less than 5, no autism, no asthma patients, no severe allergies, no respiratory illnesses that were chronic, runny noses, and ending up no diabetes, and none of these from his unvaccinated children. And that's pretty radical. In his latest book, Making an Informed Vaccine Decision, goes along with his other books, Give Birth at Home with Home Birth Advantages, Safer Medicine, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. Those are the third edition. And so there was he's had a lot. Wrote a book called Medical Hazards of Hormone Replacement Therapy. He was on Hannity. He was together with attorney Alan Phillips that they co-hosted a show, Vaccine Rights. Your Vaccine Rights Hour. So anyway, using the Einstein Metabolic Syndrome HCG protocol, he personally lost over 100 pounds. But the reason I bring him up is because out of that 50,000 children, no autism, no asthma, no allergies. Now, whether someone believes in vaccines or not, that is a pretty radical number of people that not vaccinated. And again, he's got unbelievable statistics when it comes to autism and some of these other diseases. So it's quite amazing. There's an old book from the early 1900s by a gentleman called Arnold Ehrhart, and he wrote a book called The Mucusless Diet. And basically what the diet is a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables and cooked vegetables and very little grain products, very little gluten. All of those produce that mucusy. Think of the word gluten and how close it is to glue. And so when you have a lot of these gluten or carbohydrates or dairy products. You get that mucus in the back of your throat, you know, always trying to clear your throat. And basically that's what happens. You know, have her stop drinking milk, maybe even stop eating cheese for at least a week. After a while, though, cheese should be okay, because cheese is different than drinking milk. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We're going to go ahead and take our break.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We never tell people to go off any of their medication, so if you're hearing that, it's not true. The only medication that I've ever said that I wouldn't take is statin drugs. I think that they're they don't work. The research is not there. And statin drugs, we know, cause muscle damage. And yes, it'll lower your cholesterol, but it also causes muscle damage. And what's your heart made out of? A muscle. So why would we take a drug that causes muscle damage?
I'm calling to ask you, I have a friend who has a urinary tract infection that's been very, they've gone to several doctors and they're not helping him. And I told him, you need to go the natural route, but I can't remember what's good for that.
Oh, that's very good. So it's a male with a chronic UTI. Sometimes with males, the prostate is involved in the most. So that would be number one.
Did check that.
Well, a lot of times they're just checking the PSA, but if he's waking up at night, as an example, and he's having to urinate 3, 4, 5 times a night, so the first thing I would do is...
He said the burning.
The burning.
The burning.
So I would give him urinary maintenance, which is one formula, and I probably would do 3 capsules 3 times a day and do it for the whole bottle. And then the other one that I would give is Echinacea and Golden Seal. That works as a natural antibiotic. And again, I would do that one bottle at a high dose of maybe 3 capsules 3 times a day. So those. Okay. Then eating asparagus, parsley, cilantro, you know, a lot of fresh fruits, cooked vegetables. Sometimes they're easier on the system when you have an infection, so that, and eat organic. During that time, I would make sure they're eating organic. Maybe when you're having an infection, you go light on food and eat more soups and things like that. You can make a vegetable soup, and one of the things you can do is put it in the blender, and actually you make it easier to take. So anyway, that's what I would do. But again, men's formula, salt palmetto, that's always for the prostate and help shrink that down. So, you know, I would look at it from two ends, one urinary tract and the other prostate. So urinary maintenance and Echinacea Golden Seal, and then the other one would be a men's formula and salt palmetto.
Let me ask quick, doctor. Is colloidal silver good for that or not?
Oh, yes. Silver micronutrient, colloidal silver. Again, that's always, and sometimes I forget to mention that, works as a natural antibiotic. So, again, for an adult, anywhere from, there's no real overdose, from a teaspoon 3 times a day to a tablespoon 3 times a day, you know, and anywhere in between. That's a very good supplement to help go after, again, any kind of infection. Put it in a little, instead of just putting a teaspoon in my mouth, I'd put it in a glass of water and then drink that water, swish it around in my mouth so it gets all my gums, and then swallow it. I wanted to mention, you know, a lot of people are drinking wine, and California wines have been listed as some of the best wines in the world recently. Well, anyway, there was a study done by Microbe Infotech lab, and that's a laboratory in St. Louis. And they found an advocacy group called Moms Across America, and they sent samples of wine to this laboratory, and 100% of California wines that were tested contained the toxic Roundup, the toxic weed killer Roundup, glyphosates. And the samples came from vineyards of all sizes. They came from small vineyards to very large operations. The vineyards included those that were used modern agriculture, and as well as those that were organic. And even the organic wines all tested positive for Roundup. And even the ones that had never been sprayed with Roundup, the trade name for the Monsanto Bayer toxic glyphosate herbicides, so they were much higher in crops that were sprayed directly, but even those that have had no sprays fell victim to the reckless use of these toxins because of its spreading in the air. And it's also a patented as an antibiotic. If the fact that it's a known carcinogen isn't enough, we can be sure it's also disrupting our microbiome. So that's the good bacteria in your intestines. So this herbicide Roundup is coming now in all of the wine. And it's like terrible, because people drink a glass of wine thinking that it's very beneficial. And now we're finding that even the organic wines across the California, all the way across, and all the other wines tested in the United States are testing positive for Roundup. So that's something that I wanted to mention. So we're going to be talking with the magnet company, Serenity. Just before we go, I have about a minute left. For those of you taking GERD medication, GERD is that gastrointestinal reflux disease, and it's an esophageal reflux, and where food comes back up on you and you're getting chronic heartburn. Well, they found that people that take the chronic GERD medication do have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. And it's probably, commonly prescribed to treat gastroesophagitis reflux disease. And it's things like proton pump inhibitors, Prilosec and Nexium, and these other antacids that help stop heartburn. Four out of every 10 adults in the United States is on one of these medications. It controls the sphincter valve in your esophagus. When it stays open, the food can come back up on you. So they incurred, these GERD symptoms, chronic heartburn and acid in your mouth and throat. So these acid reflux medications, like Prilosec and the other proton pump inhibitors, it neutralizes acids and gives you, relief from the heartburn. But now they're finding out it increases your risk of heart disease and nutritional deficiencies. What's happening, they alleviate your symptoms, but they don't stop the physical effects. And that's where your stomach is not working up to par. And so what happens, you're not absorbing the nutrients, you're not digesting the nutrients well and absorbing those nutrients. So for those of you taking GERD or anything, be careful. If you drink the water the way I tell you, a glass of water an hour before every meal, a glass of water with each meal with a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and then a glass of water 2 hours after each meal, that's going to really make a big difference. So heed that advice. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
You know, everybody's drinking bottled water. Another study came out, and the study warns that 100% of the bottled waters tested came back with microplastics, these micro beads of plastic, some having much more than others. But they said, think twice about making your purchases based on pure and safe bottled water, because a new study held that a nonprofit organization tested all kinds of water products right off the shelf, and they found that most of the brands tested had microplastics. They really produced some of the big brands contain these trace microplastics. And company that was the worst contender was Nestle products. And the research was performed by a team from Orb Media at the laboratory of the State University of New York. They did samples of water bottles from 11 different brands, and most of all the brands were very minor amounts, a lot of them had high amounts of the plastic beaduals. And again, brands that were tested, the biggest offender came from Nestle Corporation, and that's the one with that real soft plastic, you know. You open the top and you can't even hold it without squeezing it, and it all makes a mess. But Nestle products, Nestle Pure Life, contain more than 10,000 particles of plastics. So again, you have to be careful. That's why we recommend Kangen water. That's going to give you pure water with nothing in it. It'll filter out all of that. Another article I came up, I've had a lot of questions because I've had a number of heart disease patients, and I pulled up a paper because I wanted people to know the warning signs of a pending heart attack. And I pulled up the paper that gave us some of the most common symptoms of a heart attack. You know, now each individual is different and may experience symptoms differently, but the most common symptoms for a pending heart attack is where you feel severe pressure or fullness or like a squeezing pain, discomfort in the center of your chest that lasts more than just a few minutes. And the pain can be discomfort, and it spreads to your shoulders, neck, and down your arms, especially your left arm. And you can get pain in your jaw, especially the left side of your jaw. The chest pain increases in intensity until you're grabbing your chest, and chest pain that's not relieved by sitting down for a moment or taking a nitroglycerin for those that are having heart disease. The chest pain that occurs with any fall of the following. So if you're feeling sweating and you break out in this cool, clammy sweat in your skin, and all of a sudden you get pale, you get shortness of breath, nausea or vomiting with the shortness of breath, dizziness, fainting, unexplained weakness or fatigue, or rapid or irregular heartbeat. Although most common is the chest pain, which is the key warning sign of the heart attack, it can be confused sometimes with heartburn. If the indigestion doesn't go away and it's causing this pain in your chest, not in your throat, with the heartburn, but pain in your chest, and you're getting this numbing and weakness down your right arm, that could be symptoms of a major heart attack, and so you want to be careful. But that's a time I wouldn't hesitate, and I would call 911 and make sure that you're being taken care of. You know, I'd rather err on the side of caution than on the side of, it'll go away fine. Two articles that I wanted to cover. One is women with breast implants. What we're finding is that the breast implants, whether they're the silicone or the saline, that it has an effect, both types has an effect on your immune system, and more women are reporting rare immune system cancers related to the implants, or just rare inflammatory responses. Now, we're talking about sometimes those breast implants may give way and break and tear, but that's different. So breast implants may give women confidence, but they're also giving a rising number of them these kind of rare cancers. The Food and Drug Administration announced recently that more women with implants are being diagnosed with a anaplastic large cell lymphoma. And it's a rare and deadly type of cancer that affects the immune system cells. So compared to women without the breast implants, there was a significantly higher risk factor for those using the implants. So it's just something I wanted to bring up. Often it's the textured breast implants that help it adhere to the skin more that are more to blame. But again, I just want women that are having a breast implant to be careful and to watch themselves, and if they're having an immune system issue, to get it checked right away and make sure that they're doing okay. Well, anyway, there's just a lot of fever going around and a lot of discussion going around about measles, and they're talking about it being so dangerous because so many people have come down with measles. But one thing that you're not hearing, and you're not hearing any deaths from the measles. So even though people are coming down with measles, nobody's dying from measles. One of the things that came out is that it says the measles vaccines kill more children than the measles itself, and it's not even close. And the article goes on to say that this is official data, by the way, from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. And it says, with all the hysteria and fear-mongering about measles, one might assume that children everywhere are dropping dead from this chickenpox measles infection. You know, because it's one of those children diseases, mumps, measles, chicken pox. But according to the Center for Disease Control, not a single person has died while being infected with measles in the last 15 years. So they may be one or two that we don't know about, but that's all. In the last 15 years, very few or none have died because they've been infected with the measles. On the other hand, it's an undeniable fact that at least 100 people and 100 children have died as a consequence of receiving the MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella, which we've all been told by the government health authorities is supported to protect against measles with all the science behind it. Well, as is now obvious to everyone who's actually paying attention to the statistics, the MMR vaccine is actually far more dangerous than the measles itself, which back in the 1950s and the 1960s, that was just joked about on television. The Brady Bunch and Leave It to Beaver, you know, they were all being a harmless rite of passage from childhood to adulthood. Anyway, I wanted to mention that because more kids are dying from the measles vaccine than dying from the measles itself. So no question about it. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining the body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath, and today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. I want to say thank you all for joining us.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.